Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Adam Partridge Auctioneers in Liverpool announced in September that the equivalent of $10,000 would be the starting bid on a 2-pound mass of whale vomit that had hardened into a chunk by aging in the ocean waters. It was picked up by a beachcomber in Wales. BBC News reported that a 6-pound hunk was once sold for the equivalent of $150,000. When aged, the putrid waste product turns waxy and sweet-smelling and proves valuable to high-end perfume houses. It seems aluminum foil is making a comeback. City officials in Tarpon Springs, Florida, scrambled in May to find an ordinance that artist Piotr Janowski might have violated when he covered 2 palm trees and then 3 sides of his rented homes in heavy-duty aluminum foil. This much to the consternation of neighbors. Janowski is a graduate of the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, and his work has been shown in the city's Polish Museum of America. And then the National Forest Service announced success in fire retardation by using tinfoil to protectively seal a remote structure near an Idaho wildfire with multiply foil. And then there's Arthur Brown, age 78, also successful in having kept his house in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, free of aliens by sealing it in foil, although his neighbors griped about that much in September, citing falling property values. Enthusiasts on the prowl for the elusive Bigfoot caught a rare glimpse at another creature, thought by conservationists to have been lost forever to extinction. The Bluff Creek Project, a group of Bigfoot hunters, laid out camera traps around Bluff Creek, the site of the famous Patterson-Gimlin film. They did so in an attempt to capture a clearer image of a Sasquatch, once and for all. Instead, what they found was another seemingly elusive creature, the Humboldt Marten. You can catch a glimpse of it for yourself at darkmatternews.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
Hey, we're looking for writers. Do you have what it takes? Are you interested in the paranormal and news of the weird? Dark Matter News is looking for your talented talents. We're looking for writers like you to join the ranks of the staff here at Dark Matter News. You can become a writer easy. Just go to darkmatternews.com and click the appropriate link. We'll do the rest. YouTube user Michael Thomas brings us a video containing what appears to be mysterious lights in a triangular formation in the parking lot of a Best Buy and a Target in Concord, New Hampshire. The eyewitness report says the video was taken at 7:07 p.m. on September 25th, 2015.
What is that? Because there's nothing shining on my lens now. The other one is gone. What the heck is that? Yeah, it's moving. It's above the clouds. But you can't see it unless people look.
Skeptics would be quick to point out that the fact that numerous purported UFO sightings are attributable to Mylar balloons. But according to Michael, this doesn't look to be the case.
Oh, wow, it's changing shape. It's funny because it looks almost like balloons, but when I look away from my screen, there's nothing there.
The multiple lights appear to rotate with the object maintaining a triangular formation. More lighted objects come into view as a woman's voice claims that someone else sees them. Another person is heard discussing the find in the distance. Residents in the area are no longer strangers to unexplained aerial phenomena, with some reporting captures of similar triangular objects and numerous incidents happening just days apart over last year. Numerous drawings, photographs, and recorded eyewitness testimonies can be found on the Concord Patch website. What do you think? Is Michael still somehow seeing the reflection of the lamp through his lens, or is something else going on in New Hampshire? Read the full article, watch the video. It's very interesting. DarkMatterNews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.